The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful morning. Are you out looking for a house today? Are you selling your home and you're hoping people are going to come by and take a look at it? Well, you need the help of a very talented and very skilled realtor. And I've got one in the studio right now, one of our top agents, if not the best in the world, I would say, in my opinion. Google the best realtors in Pensacola, and you will find Christina Leavenworth of the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Christina Leavenworth, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. It's been so busy. I've been talking to so many people. I'm losing my voice, but I'm going to bring it today, and hopefully you guys can hear me. But yes, it's been a busy springtime market as we're getting into summer. Still a lot of people from out of town wanting to live here. Right. Pensacola is a great place to live, and we were talking about that before the show. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a ton of great press recently. Forbes put us as one of the best places to retire, and we're the only place in Florida that got on that list.
Which is super surprising. Oh, not surprising, but that's great.
I was surprised too, and they said that they ruled out other Sunshine State areas just because of too high of hurricane risks or the home prices being too high.
Okay.
Because we are, you know, lower in price than Miami and South Florida. We got on the list. Mm-hmm. And here's what they said about us. They said we have good air quality, good climate, somewhat bikeable, no state income, estate, or inheritance tax. So some of those
things.
That's big. Yeah, so I saw that. And then we also got one of the best places to live in the U.S. So we've all known the secret is getting out, but it's getting out more and more each day.
Yes. Yes, it is. And that's a good thing. I mean, you know, we want this place to grow. And it's always fun to see, new homes and new businesses going in. So, just got to be a little bit more patient on the road sometimes. So that's going to be a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But lots of new neighborhoods going in. I'm sure lots of things are hitting the market. So what is this summer going to be like? Is it going to be a multiple bid situation like before, or are we going to have some new inventory?
It just really depends. You know, if the home is priced right and it looks great, we are seeing multiple offers. However, if the pricing is not on point, you need to be right about pricing in this market. Trying to say, somebody can always come in less. Like, they can always make an offer. We're not really seeing that. We're not seeing, when we're looking at list price to sold price, it's still 95%. So if you're selling a home for $100,000, I mean, and this is in some scenarios, that's the average. Maybe they took 95. So no one's coming in lowballing for the most part.
Right.
So we really try to get the pricing right from the get-go so you get the most interest possible and you get your home sold.
Do most people try to shoot a little bit above so that if they get knocked down just a little bit?
We talk to them about strategic pricing all the time. There's certain levels you want to be under as well. Mm. Because when people are looking on Zillow or whatever website they're using, you typically have it in quarters. So if somebody tells us, we really want to price it at 235 or whatever it might be, I'm going to really encourage them to try to get below that quarter. So like 225.
Mm. Oh, okay.
That way you're going to get people searching up to 225 and above type of thing. If you get in between, you're not going to get as many people getting that search criteria. So we work with them on strategic pricing all the time, and we look at comps. You know, unfortunately, we don't set the market. It has to appraise. Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, if I could sell your $300,000 home for $1 million, I'd do it all day long. I'd make more money. You'd make more money. It'd be great. But if it doesn't appraise, then we're going to be going through all this stuff just to find out. We might not have a deal at the end. You've packed up your bags, and then these people, if it doesn't appraise, they don't get the loan for the most part.
Wow.
Unless they have more money to bring to the table. And a lot of times, if a licensed appraiser says that the home is worth less than what you're paying for it, a lot of people don't want to move forward with that, like understandably so.
Right.
Unless it's a bad appraisal or something, and those happen every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
But if yeah, someone, a smart person says you're paying too much for a home, you're probably going to think twice about it.
Exactly. If you have any questions this morning, let us know. News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Christina Leavenworth of the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty in the studio. 850-437-1620. You can call or text whatever question you have. We don't care what it is. The wilder the question, the better. We're ready to answer it here on the air. I've got, we'll get to this here in a minute. I've got a little pop quiz for you because, the schools are letting out, you know, all the kids are about to have their summer break. So I figured we'd get a little pop quiz in here.
Okay.
So we'll get to that. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. I'm really excited about this summer because I think, like I said, a lot of new people are moving here. Downtown is really changing and growing. And I think, like you said, everybody's starting to find out about this little place. So.
Absolutely. And we look at economic data all the time. I host a top producer mastermind where we work with other agents to make sure everyone is as educated as possible. They're not even on my team, but collaboration is important to make sure, we want all the agents in the market knowing these things and educating people in the best way possible. And we just don't really think interest rates are going to go down anytime soon. Mm. We really don't. Looking at Fed data with, unemployment rates are low, and people are still spending money. They're trying to do this with interest rates, but GDP is still growing. Mm. So we just don't think we're going to see anything massive anytime soon. So as far as a market crashing or people doing that, we'd love to talk to you about why we don't think that will happen. Mm. It's just, you look at how much equity people are sitting on. Things don't crash when you're sitting on a lot of equity.
Right. Yeah. Do you often have to deal with a lot of the fears in the market, when you're dealing, especially with somebody selling their home, they hear things on the internet, especially when they're, I would think when they're just looking up comps, do people ever look up their own comps and they come into the deal with a lot higher expectations?
I love when people come in with that sort of thing. And sometimes they do a really great job. And I'm like, man, you have done your research. I love this. It's so much easier to explain. Other times they come in with a home that was built, it's 20 years newer. It's 500 square feet bigger. It has a $100,000 pool and different things like that. And we explain to them how we try to get apples versus apples, apples and oranges. That's two different things. And we explain that. And education is power. So we try to educate them as much as possible, saying, here's exactly what I looked at. Here's the resources I use. This is why I'm coming up with this number. This is why I feel this is your best price. And then we come to a decision together. It's usually a range. Like, okay. We feel your home should sell between X and X. Here's where we recommend listing it. And then we go from there.
Okay. And your team, you mentioned earlier, about having a team of realtors out there. Let's talk about your team a little bit.
Yeah. So like your phone call is always going to get answered. Mm-hmm. Like if you have a sign in your yard and someone calls it, someone is always going to answer that phone because we have a team. If somebody calls saying, I want to see this house, I'm interested, what can you tell me? Even while I'm on the radio right now, if someone was to call, someone on my team could pick up.
Right.
And that's the power of having a team. We have more resources. We have our own marketing. We have our own website. We have so many creative resources we can use. And just that spirit of collaboration. Mm. You're not just hiring one realtor. You get all of us for the same amount of money, and we help each other out. If you want to see a home at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday, and I'm putting my daughter to bed, someone else can help. We just want to make sure that we're always available for you.
Yeah. Somebody like me is sitting there and they just have a couple cats and they're just watching TV waiting for that call. And then they'll go out and they will get what you need. I'm talking to Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Let's go ahead and get to our pop quiz here.
Is it real estate related?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Kids are getting out of school. It's summer break. School's about to be out. But we're going to do a little pop quiz here for Christina. I'm going to put you on the spot. These are, I scoured the internet really quickly and found the most important questions to ask a realtor.
Okay.
So if you're out there, if you're thinking about buying or selling your home, these are the questions you should ask any realtor. Go by and interview two or three if you can and put Christina on the top of that list. Talk to her first or talk to her last and see the difference because you're going to notice a definite difference in quality and communication. And that's what this quiz is all about. These questions popped up. These were across multiple sites. I looked at multiple questionnaires and things that people were blogging about. And these are the 10 most asked questions to realtors, or the most important questions that you should ask. So number one. All right. How many homes, and you can estimate because I know you do a lot, how many homes have you helped clients buy or sell in the past 12 months?
Roughly around 200.
Wow. Okay.
So our team has done 200. We were doing the math the other day. We have helped more than 1,000 families.
Woo.
So more than 1,000 families. And that's important because we really know the market. We can. Someone asked me the other day for rental projections, and that lives in my head. Mm. Where I go, I don't have it. I will verify with someone who manages these rentals. However, I think it's roughly around $80,000 a year. And then I asked the short-term rental manager, it was $80,000 a year. So those that type of insight that you just know from experience, looking at a home going, they said insurance is X, I think it's going to be way higher for you. I don't think that's right because we've done it so many times where we've seen all these numbers, or if we're looking at your final settlement statement, hey, that's wrong. Again, when you see that many things come in, you're going to be a whole lot better at it than somebody that does just a couple a year.
Right. Okay. So for the first question on our quiz, I would say that would be a correct. So you're one for one so far. Question number two. Can I speak to some of your previous clients?
Absolutely.
All right.
So when we go in for listing appointments or even sit down with buyers, I bring in a resume. Because it's an interview. Mm. I bring in a resume and I tell them my story, explaining how my prior jobs really helped prepare me for this job and different things we do. We also have reviews on our resume from real people. Mm. And if you Google Christina Leavenworth, you will see more than 250 five-star reviews, which is, you know, really great. It's hard these days to get people to leave positive reviews. You always see it where they'll leave negative ones, but we have 250 five-star reviews. But yes, absolutely. I would give names and numbers all day long. And I know those clients would love to do it as well. They always say, like, Christina, we'd love to help other people work with you because it was such a blessing for us in the most humble way.
Right. Yeah, you're just ready for somebody to say, hey, can I talk to you? Somebody? You're like, yes. Been waiting for that. Okay, so that's good. Two for two. Somebody just texted in, 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. They're wanting to know, what's the standard realtor commission?
Okay, there is no standard realtor commission.
Okay.
This is my answer. All commissions are negotiable. I'd be happy to talk to you about our fees and what we do and why we charge them one-on-one. But that is the whole settlement. I think there were some people that said there was a standard commission. Mm. Each realtor may charge different things.
Okay. All right. Moving
based
on.
Based on the services they provide.
Oh, right.
If they're fully renovating your house and staging it and doing all sorts of things, it would be probably a different fee for them versus them taking, you know, photos with their cell phone and putting it, just throwing
Facebook.
A sign in the yard.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Back to our quiz. The top three question here, number three, is we talked about this a little bit. What is your availability like?
24/7.
Always.
24/7. Whenever people make you take these personality tests, I have people do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, your sense of urgency is next level. And it's a good and a bad thing. If I'm representing you, you're going to love it. However, if you're my husband or my friend, you're going to be like, girl, it's Saturday morning at 7. Like, can't you do it later?
Yeah.
And my husband was saying, if it's on my calendar on Wednesday, like, I'm going to get it done Wednesday. I'm like, well, why wouldn't you do Monday? Just why wouldn't you get it done? So, yeah, our availability 24/7. You know, and if, you know, you're out of town, or I know some realtors are like, hey, Sundays are my family day. It's all about communication. Mm. And setting expectations. So they know, and they often respect that. Hardly any of my clients are reaching out to me at 10 p.m. They absolutely can, but I find that most people are pretty respectful with that.
That's good. All right, another good one. All right, we're three for three. Leading into that next question, perfect segue, how will you communicate with me?
I will ask you, how do you prefer to be communicated with? Are you a phone talker, or do you like to text? If you say... And also, a lot of times, things can get misconstrued in text. Mm. So I've started a new thing, because every time I call someone, they go, what's wrong, Christina? I'm like I'm the school nurse or something. So I'm calling them. I'm like, hey, everything's fine.
Right.
And I tell them, I'm like, from every now and again, even if you're a texter, I'm going to call you because there might be some things that are a lot easier to explain over the phone. Mm. Like, we're going to talk and we're going to become friends.
Right.
But I ask them that. And then we also have a lot of systems set up. So if you're in the middle of a deal or a transaction, We're talking every day almost. We're talking nonstop. And I even have something in an email being like, no news is good news. If you haven't heard from me, everything is going as it should.
Right.
As soon as I hear something, you are the first to hear it. I don't just sit on this info for funsies.
Right.
Like, I'm going to get it to you. But then, you know, if you're 6 months away from buying a house, we're going to set you up on a system where maybe we'll reach out to you once a month just to say hi. Say, hey, I know you're 6 months away, just calling to say hi, letting you know the state of the market. Is there anything I can help you with? So we set those expectations whenever we talk to somebody.
Great. Awesome. All right. Moving right along. What sets you apart from other realtors?
Oh, geez. I know. We could do our whole, the resume thing.
I know. We could do the rest of the show here on that probably.
The experience, the passion, and just, you know, it's not fun to not sell houses. That's what we're here to do.
Right.
Like, let's get it done. So I think just that mentality and being a former journalist, figuring things out. And every day it surprises me so much on how some people don't have that skill where, you know, somebody says like, oh, we can't get, we have termites, no one will fix it or whatever's happening. Like, we're going to get someone out there that day. We're going to get it done. Again, that sense of urgency. We have strict deadlines to comply with where we're going to figure it out for you. If you tell us what your situation is, we're problem solvers. We're very good problem solvers and thinking outside the box to figure out how to make it work for you. If you say, I need a new roof, but I don't have any money, we work with contractors who will get paid at closing. And if we didn't have that, we would then build that relationship.
Right.
I'm a big, like, I don't take no for an answer.
Mm.
Like, we're going to find a way to make it work. Yeah. And I think that has been what has created a lot of the success and happiness with clients is just that, you know, not taking no for an answer when it comes to getting their home sold and doing whatever is necessary.
Right. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. You feeling nervous? I'm grilling you here on these questions, but you're doing great. Because I knew when I looked these questions up, I'm like, oh, she's going to nail that question. Oh, yeah, she's going to be great on this because especially the first question, how many homes have you helped clients buy or sell in the past 12 months? I mean, you guys are just killing it right now. When it comes to selling, one of the most asked questions, one of the most important questions to ask your realtor is, what is your marketing plan?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, so when you sit down with us, we have a whole listing packet where we go over our marketing plan. One of the biggest things is incredible photos. We work with the best real estate photographer in the region. So we do that. We have 3D tours. I have some beta programs where I'm the only realtor in the area using it that I could tell you about in an appointment where supposedly it gets your home 70% more views. We put it on social media. We email our database of 5,000 agents. So we get it out to them. We also email it out to our database of 40,000 people.
Wow.
To make sure they see it. We circle dial, which is where you call and you say, hey, your neighbor's selling their house and they want to get a good neighbor in here. Do you know anyone looking to move here? We do open houses. We door knock. Like, right. We do everything. That's we have a great lot of energy.
Mm. So you kind of give the neighborhood a chance to get in on who's coming in, right?
And we do social ads. We do AdWorks. That's what it's called, where all of a sudden you're in an area. As you know, something keeps popping up and you're like, why do I keep saying it? All I did was mention house. And you're like, why do I keep seeing my neighbor's home on the internet? Well, we pay for that. Uh-huh. That is a service that a realtor can pay for. So we do all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the commission rates will be different because, you know, your investment into selling the property might be a lot more than somebody else's.
We put significant time and money into selling properties. And sometimes homes don't sell, you know, due to different reasons. Perhaps they weren't real motivated in the first place or they changed their mind. And we eat those costs.
Mm.
So if we don't get paid unless we sell your home.
Right. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. Call or text. It doesn't matter what the question is. Christina has an answer for you. Google the best realtors in Pensacola. Christina Leavenworth of the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. What can you do to make offers more competitive when you're selling your home?
So if you are putting an offer on a home, like so you're buying one.
Okay.
So many things. And this is, again, where that experience comes into play. Mm. Number one, because we sell a lot of homes, other agents like working with us because they know that we understand the contract. Mm-hmm. They know that we're going to stay, like, maintain the deadlines, and we know what we're doing.
Right.
And when you work with two experienced agents, the deal goes very well. When you work with an inexperienced agent, sometimes they are doing things along the way. The contract clearly stipulates is not a part of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that and you have that agent educating the buyers wrongly or the sellers, then that's where you have those problems. So our name goes a long way. So that really helps. Mm-hmm. I have relationships with those other realtors saying, hey, I got this buyer. They're going to be awesome. They're going to get to closing. What do we need to do to win this offer? Right. So we do that. We also can tweak different things in the contract, like maybe your inspection period, to make it a shorter amount of time to make it the strongest offer possible. Mm. Yeah, we win almost all of our multiple offer situations.
Really?
Again, just because of those relationships. I get, when I have a home for sale and I have multiple offers, I have agents that just email an offer. They've never even talked to me. Like, they're not even confirming I received it. And one time I had someone finally be like, did you get the offer? I was like, no, I didn't. They spelled Christina wrong. Like, this is the type of stuff you see. And for that poor buyer, like their offer didn't even get in because this agent spelled my name. And if they would have texted me earlier saying, hey, I sent you an offer, I'd say, no, I didn't. Where is it? Right. I'm not seeing it. Can you make sure I get it? So we're calling the agent saying, hey, an offer's coming in. We're selling our buyer to them going, oh my gosh, they're going to be awesome. They fell in love with the home. They can't wait to move here and doing all the things because it's not fun to not sell houses.
Right.
And if I have to tell a buyer they didn't get their dream home, that's not a fun conversation. Mm. So I'd rather, and if they're listening to our coaching and they're able to do some of the things that we're suggesting, then most times we do win multiple offers.
Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty, 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let me see. Probably the last one I would ask about, and this might be a topic for another show, but listing agreements.
Yeah.
You mentioned contracts and things like that. What kind of, is there a standardized listing agreement for Florida?
The state of Florida has a listing agreement, and in it, one thing we do, so a lot of realtors, if you enter into the agreement and then you change your mind or you're just not jiving with them, they charge you a cancellation fee, and that amount can vary. When I heard about that, I thought that was super dumb. Because I thought about myself in that position. If I had hired a realtor to sell my home and I wasn't happy with them, I'd have to pay them to get out of it. Mm. So our listing agreements, it's a $0 cancellation.
Wow.
So it's really not that binding, but we did that with the confidence we have that you will be happy. I would never want anyone to work with me and they're not happy. So no one's ever used that, but we have that there saying, like, listen, if we don't deliver on everything we said we would do, you can cancel at any time.
Wow.
So that's something we do. Our listing agreements are typically 6 months, but again, it's all negotiable. It depends on what the situation is. Hmm. We usually sell the home way faster than the 6 months.
Right. I hear this term. Well, first of all, you answered the other three questions remaining on the quiz, so I'm just going to go ahead and give you an A+, 100.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did it.
Well, if anyone ever has questions, again, just our phone number is 850-378-1260. And follow us on social media. We post a lot of great content and education there, just letting you know about the area, letting you know about trends in real estate news, that sort of thing.
I hear this term a lot on television, all cash. I have an all cash buyer. What does that mean? I mean, is that any different for the person who's going to be selling the home, if whether it's all cash or whether they went through a loan process?
So if it's cash, you don't have to worry about it appraising. So there's no appraisal involved unless that person wants to pay for an appraisal.
Right.
But there's no loan stipulations.
Gotcha.
If it's a VA loan, there's going to be, you can't have any wood rot. And there's other things that you need. Okay. Also, you need to get insurance if there's a loan involved. If it's cash, they probably want insurance, but they don't have to have it.
Right.
It's a little bit easier of a process, but I tell a lot of my sellers, I'm like, at the end of the day, if the loan goes through fine, it's still cash to you.
Still the same, yeah.
Like, you're going to get cash either way, but the all cash ones, they can usually close in a week.
Wow.
As soon as the title work gets back. Sometimes that's just attractive because it's more of a sure thing. So sometimes sellers, if you had a home for $300,000 and you had a full price one that had a VA loan on it versus maybe a $290,000 cash offer,
mm-hmm.
some of those sellers may be more tempted to take that $290,000 because
wow.
it's like, it's a for sure thing. You don't have to worry about financing falling through. You don't have to go through all the financing steps.
And you help with financing as
well.
All the time. You help all of your clients with the whole process.
Yeah, we probably have like 20 to 30%. Cash buyers, and then the rest are financed. If someone's like, I need to sell my house, I need to get it gone in 2 weeks, we do have cash buyers that will do it. However, to sell it that quickly, they're going to want to get it for a deal often. And we explain that to them. Like, here is, like, we're going to get it sold right away price. Here is probably your higher end where you might need to wait a little bit or do some things to the house.
All right.
And we have those conversations all the time.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for the work that you do, for being there for this community, because there's a lot of homes being bought and sold, and it's only going to get more frequent, and you're out there hundreds of homes every year helping everybody out, and very knowledgeable, the heart of a teacher. Go ahead and Google Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinke Realty today, and thank you so much for being here.
Save my number, put on speed dial. Yep.